So, good afternoon. I'm saying good afternoon rather than Shabbat Shalom because it's not Shabbat yet. And that actually figures in one particular bit of etiquette that you can not worry about because it's not Shabbat and it's not the service yet. At the very end of our piece, you may feel free to applaud uproariously because it's not... You wouldn't be applauding in a service. It's not a service, so good afternoon. So I just want to say what this piece is about so that you can not merely experience it as, you know, music that's nice to listen to and enjoy the choir, enjoy the strings and the keyboard, but also you can understand what's going on, because not merely the text of this, but the structure of this is actually a midrash. And a midrash is a word that means a searching out from, starting from a particular text. We search out additional meaning from that text. So this is had its history, and you can feel free to read the program notes for more details on this. This had its history 10 years ago when we were going to be celebrating the 40th anniversary of this congregation. And I was sitting around at a table, and Rabbi Glazer happened to be at the same table, and we were talking about this upcoming anniversary. And I said, gee, I would like to write a piece to commemorate that. Do you have any favorite texts that might be especially appropriate? And he said, well, what about the one from the beginning of the Parsha Vayera, which is Genesis 18, which talks about Abraham who's sitting in the tent, in his tent, and it's a very hot day, in the heat of the day, and he's watching out the open door. And that's all the text says, and that's what we start with in our piece. We just start with the text. We start with it in Hebrew, and in fact, it will be chanted just the way it's chanted out of the Torah. And Judy Alexander, who not only is my wife, but runs the school here and does a fair amount of Torah laning here and teaches Torah laning, will be doing it as if she were laning. So you'll hear that very very familiar sound if you hear Torah being chanted. Vayera, I love Adonai. You'll hear you hear what that sounds like. It sounds like Torah trump. And so what I did with that particular text is I decided when I listened to the trump that it would make a very nice melody. Ya da 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 dum ba da 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 dum makes a very nice melody based on the trump. Listen for the trump, then listen to it turned into a melody. And so what happens immediately after Judy sings the chant is then it goes into a duet. It suddenly becomes rhythmic. You know, when you're laning Torah, it's not rhythmic. It suddenly becomes rhythmic, and it sounds a bit, if you want to think of it this way, like a medieval conductus. So we're already starting the process of midrash. We're saying, well, let's take that and play with it a bit and expand on it. We're still in the Hebrew. We're still very close to the trop, but we're starting to expand on it. And then we turn it into a quartet. So now there's a quartet of voices singing it, and then the whole choir comes in, a quartet of voices singing it, and they finish that statement of the basic text. And then it elaborates further. What happens next is a quartet will sing a sort of quasi-baroque kind of very polyphonic setting. You'll hear voices sort of coming in and out. And that's like, wow, we're really making it a lot more, tchotchkied up, you know, we're oiskepitzt, you know, all of a sudden it gets oiskepitzt, you know, oiskepitzt vientele zum get, if you know what that means. So, yeah, just way overdressed, you know. And then, at that moment, suddenly, we turn into liberal Judaism, because after all, this is the 50th anniversary of Reform Judaism in Vermont. And so we turned it into liberal Judaism. How do we do that? We deviate from just the text, we deviate from just voices, and we bring in instruments. So instruments start playing, and you'll notice what they're playing. They're playing the original trump melody. And if you're really listening carefully, you'll notice after they play around with the original trump melody, all of a sudden, Sam on the violin will start saying it's like it was at his bar mitzvah. I was at his bar mitzvah, but it was a while ago. Where all of a sudden he'll start doing Haftorah trump. So those of you who are familiar with Haftorah trump, it'll sound like, oh, listen to that. That's Haftorah trump. Da da dum ba da dum ba da 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 dum ba da 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 dum ba da 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 dum. That sounds like Haftorah trump, right? So he's going to be quoting that. And then at the end of that, all of a sudden the choir will come in along with the instruments, And what will they be singing? They'll be singing it in English. Suddenly they'll say, oh, wow, liberal Judaism. We're going to translate this into English, which is our vernacular here, right? It's kind of funny when you're in Israel, if you go to a liberal Jewish synagogue in Israel, or like a reformed Jewish synagogue in Israel, and people sometimes are aghast at the fact that the whole thing's in Hebrew. I thought this was liberal. It's supposed to be in the vernacular. Wait a minute. Never mind. Actually, you know, the funny thing is it isn't, right? They'll sometimes do a lot of English there for the benefit of
Americans.
That's right. Yeah. So all of a sudden the choir now is singing in English, but they're singing basically a translation, almost an exact literal translation of the Hebrew. So they're still very close to the text. So after they've done with that, then there's a little adagio to say, wow, we're going to get into actual Midrash. And Mark, our cantor, will find himself over on this side of things. When you notice Mark sort of moving over to this side, get ready for that. And he will sing a Midrashic interpretation. And the Midrashic interpretation he's going to state actually comes right out of Rashi, the medieval commentator, who in turn got it from the Talmud, Bava Metzia. He says that when Abraham was sitting in the tent, in the door of his tent, in the heat of the day, you know, the rabbis, of course, asked, well, what was he doing there? Well, what he was doing there, first of all, why was he sitting down? He was sitting down because he'd been circumcised 3 days before. I shouldn't say he'd been circumcised. He circumcised himself 3 days before. Yes, I noticed the men in the room saying, ooh, ow. But so he was perhaps in a bit of pain. And yet, what was he doing on a hot day? He was looking out through the open door of his tent to see if there would be any travelers that are coming. Because if there were, he would offer them hospitality. He would say, come inside. So then Mark is going to establish for us that, wow, we could really go to town on that concept of come inside. And that's what we proceed to do. So it gets kind of wild and gospel-y almost sounding. And you'll notice it repeats a whole bunch of times, but if you notice, there are very few exact repetitions. What's going on is, first we start off with come inside. You'll see when Bess, used to be Bess Olin, now Bess Wadler, who came back, she originated that part 10 years ago, and she came back for this. When she starts singing that, you notice it starts off with just piano accompaniment, but then we add strings, we add choir, and all of a sudden the strings decide they're going to start playing the original trump melody against everything else. So listen for that when it happens. They'll start playing, da 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 da, you know, the same da 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 da. They're going to play something based on that. And then when the altos hear that, they will not be able to restrain themselves from singing along with that. So the altos will start singing the original Hebrew at the same time as we have the Midrashic interpretation in English, at the same time as we've got wild and crazy instruments going on. And that is the essential moment where it is an illustration of liberal Judaism in this century, all at the same time, based on the original text, but with lots of Midrashic and modern interpretation going on at the same time. That's what we're all about. So enjoy that, I hope. And I invite the choir to come on up. Let's do it.